So on this first Sunday in the season of Christmas, as we go through our readings, I noticed a common theme, and that is the theme of sanctuary. We heard it in this reading from Isaiah. God is the safe place, the sanctuary where we are carried and lifted in all our days. So each of these theme conversations sort of turns on that theme of sanctuary, safety, finding rest, being cared for. Where have you found sanctuary in your life? How can our community provide sanctuary for others? These are some of the questions that I'm hoping we'll talk about today. We are sitting right now in a great sanctuary. That's the name of this space. But we know that sanctuary has a double meaning. It's also that place where people can flee to rest and be tended to, where they can rest and be safe and be unafraid. If I think about a place that's been a sanctuary for me, I think about my friend Christina's house. She was my best friend when we were growing up. Her house was the place where we all gathered. We went there right after school almost every day because her house was sort of adjacent to the school. It shared a fence with the schoolyard. But also, it was just the fun house. There was a trampoline in the backyard, and there was space to run around. Her home was a delight to my entire body and all of my senses. Her dad was an incredible baker. And when we'd come in after school, he would have, like seriously, almost every day, he'd have loaves of fresh bread sitting on the counter cooling. And the smell was just incredible. And we must have been so annoying because we would come in, there were about five of us, like teenage girls, and we would immediately start just eating this bread, which had taken, you know, 4 hours of him baking. And we would just wolf it down. He never said anything. So the smell, that's what I remember. Also, Gary, her dad, was a gardener. So there were always fresh vegetables, carrots, the cherry tomatoes, the snap peas, just a delight to all of our senses. My friend's mom, Marcia, had created in this home all kinds of little nooks. There were little alcoves with pillows and blankets you could sit and read, knickknacks to contemplate. She had calligraphied her favorite sayings from books or poetry and framed them. And these were on the walls, so as you walked, your eye would be delighted by these verses that would jump out at you. There were bowls of delicate shells and multicolored rocks and a feather someone had found and walls of family photographs to stare at. That home was a sanctuary for all of us. It was a safe place, and I can still bring to life all the details of it through my senses. But I'm wondering, what about for you? What conjures for you? What creates that sense of safety and rest and home? Maybe it's something from your past. Maybe it's something from your present now. I'm going to invite you to turn to folks around you. Try and gather in groups of three or four. You might have to move. That's okay. This is about connecting. I'm going to invite you to turn, find two, find three, find four people. And that's what I want you to share. What is it? Maybe it's one thing. Maybe it's a special blanket at home. Maybe it's a special kind of tea. What creates for you a sense of home, a sense of safety, a sense of rest? Christine is going to play a little bit of music for us, and we'll chat, and I will call us back when the time's up. All right? Okay, some highlights that have come out of your conversation. Maybe if one or two groups would put up their hand, we'll just hear what you had to say. Okay.
So we've had a bit of discussion about some foreign regions, Scotland, and we've discovered some Baltic connection in this little group, Finns and Estonians all together. But for at least for Norm and me, Norm said his is very simple. Wherever there's a piano, he's at home. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was recalling living really most summers with my grandparents at a beautiful old house near Wyarton on Colpoise Bay. And my grandmother, it didn't matter whether she was having 3 people for dinner or 15, it would be all done in the afternoon, including homemade pies. And she would sit down at the piano and play for about 35 minutes before dinner. Mm. It was just lovely.
Thank you. How about a group from this side, a highlight? Anybody? Or another from this side? In our group, we talk... No? Okay. In our group, we talked to... Okay, Mary Eleanor, I'm coming to you. I'll share. For us, it was people. Pretty uniformly, we talked about comfort and home just in partners in life, in our partners, and also our friends, male and female friends in those friend groups. Okay, here, and then we'll close with Mary Eleanor.
Okay. This is to share my sense of community.
Sanctuary. Rest,
yes.
Peace, yeah.
Well, as I said earlier to my little group here, mm-hmm. My sense of a sanctuary has been my community. Mm-hmm. Having lived a block and a half away from this church for over 48 years, mm-hmm. I am very rooted here and mm-hmm. Feel comfortable mm-hmm. in this neighborhood. I realize I'm very privileged, but that's been a sense of sanctuary to me.
Thank you. All right.
The three of us decided that the best sanctuary was being with our families and playing cards and being told that you are losing it, but you still win.
That's awesome. Okay, one last one here. Here we go. Okay.
First of all, I hope everybody has a wonderful Happy New Year. Secondly, like most people...
Hold the mic kind of a bit more to your... Yeah, there, good.
Like most people, there. I've traveled a lot, and whether I'm in a Roman Catholic church or a synagogue or Rosedale United, it's the feeling of a holy place, mm-hmm. and it's peaceful.
Thank you. Reading over that scripture, the phrase unknown place came into my mind and my heart. Mary and Joseph and their newborn baby had to flee to what was to them an unknown place. And they didn't know how long they were going to be there, and they didn't know what it was going to be like. Lots of times in my life, I've been in unknown places, easy times, but they were hard at the time, like moving to a new school, moving to a new city. 3 times in my life, I've moved to a new country. There have been other unknown places as well, the joy and challenge of figuring out how to be married to someone. The unknown place of becoming a parent, when that baby still covered in vernix and blood is placed on your chest. Here I am, I thought, and at the same time, what now? The unknown place of grief and the questions that you have when you're grieving. I didn't know this would hurt so badly. And how long will I feel this way? And will I ever laugh again? And will I ever feel joy again? That's an unknown place. In every case, when I think back to those times in my life when I have found myself in the unknown, I've been able to navigate through connection with other people and through connection with divinity, with spirit, with God. At a new school, one person says hello. When we moved to a city, we joined a church community much like this one. We walked in. Turns out they do the passing of the peace just like we do, and their instant connection. They found out we were new, we were welcomed, we had a way to navigate the unknown place. Marriage and parenting, I've navigated that unknown place with my girlfriends, people with whom I can laugh, who I can say, is this normal? And they say yes, or they say no, but it's hilarious, let's laugh about it. That's how I've navigated that unknown place. And I'm wondering, what about you? When you've found yourself having to travel by your own free will, or maybe like the Holy Family, displaced all of a sudden into that unknown place, how have you navigated it? How have you made your way through? What was sanctuary for you in that unknown place? And how can we, knowing what you've all gone through and how you've navigated the unknown places in your life, how do we make this community a space that helps others to navigate the unknown? I'm going to invite you to turn, let's say, to the same people since you've met them already. And Christine, again, will play some music. Your questions are, when have you been in an unknown place? How did you navigate it? And knowing what you know now, how do we help others in this community? Okay. So I'll bring you back into our larger group. I got to meet Allison and Graham, who are there, and they're, well, how long have you guys been in this neighborhood? Relatively new, but not, since September? Yeah. So they just moved in up the block in September, so welcome to you guys. And so talking about being in an unknown place was very easy because it was immediately, well, we're still finding our way in this neighborhood, and we sort of miss our old neighborhood, but we have great neighbors, and we're navigating. And then for Graham, it was interesting because actually he's used to traveling and being in different places, and having to be in one place is actually an unknown place, and having to navigate routine for one of the first times. Anyone else have some highlights? Just a couple that we might that you might want to share.
Good morning. As it relates to us being this, yes, this congregation being a sanctuary to others, I think that first of all, we can, because we have three very important elements in our foundation. Mm-hmm. The first is that although each of us may have started out with a different religious background, perhaps, that we have the strength of our faith. Second, that we have the stability of this congregation, which has been here for many years, weathered many storms. And as we know from many of us who have gone through individual trials and tribulations, Rosedale has been a firm foundation for us. Lastly, as it relates to us being able to be a sanctuary for others less fortunate, is the fact that we're not scraping by to keep the lights on, mm-hmm, and that we have the blessing of good fortune, so it behooves us to share with others. So when it comes to the sanctuary piece, it doesn't necessarily have to be that someone just feels comfortable here, but that we help to create the sanctuaries for those who have not been as blessed as we have. So that could be a new group of refugees because the world isn't getting any nicer. It could be us taking bold steps in our community to do things to make sure that there's an environment for the children who will hopefully be the members in the decades and centuries to come. And finally, sanctuary for people who, because they've been less fortunate, have found themselves in trouble with the law or have not been able to work and so therefore don't have homes. So we have homeless people, mm-hmm. and we also have people who have ended up on the wrong side of the law. And when they go to find sanctuary, once they've left left prison and paid their dues, it's very difficult. So I think that our ability to be a sanctuary means that we have to take risks and do things that other people aren't as comfortable to do. We have, as Kristen would say, refugees in our DNA, but in terms of helping people who have been in jail, we're starting a new support, and that's for the Restorative Justice Housing Project. If you've come out of jail and someone asks you whether or not you have a criminal record, don't count on being the person who gets to rent the apartment. So if we can help those people to get a new sanctuary, a home where they can live and get their lives started, then that's another way that we can provide sanctuary. And it doesn't sound pretty and it sounds risky, but we're Rosedale and we can do that. So anyway, those are the things we talked about.
Thanks, Wendy. One highlight on this side. Okay.
We talked, or I talked, very specifically about a situation that Rosedale has helped me with through the prayer circle, through pastoral care, and through the Good Samaritan Fund. My son in Denver, who some of you may remember, found himself very ill and homeless on the streets of Denver for 4 months. And through help and prayers of good people here, he has found housing, he has found a job, and he's getting the treatment that he needs for his illnesses and his addiction. So it's been the best Christmas ever for me to know that he's in out of the cold. And I want to thank everyone here and the Rosedale congregation in general for the love and support and prayers and assistance that we received. So that's a real sanctuary.
I'd just like to add, listening to Marianne's story was probably the best Christmas gift I could ever receive. And this, when I think of this congregation in this sanctuary, I always used to think about coming into the sanctuary. But what is wonderful about this story is how this sanctuary has reached out 1,000 miles away to provide comfort and help for someone who needed it. Thank you for sharing your story, sweetheart.
Thank you. And so with that sense of gratitude for the reach of this sanctuary, we bring our gifts. I'll invite you to join with me. The offering response is in your bulletin. I'm just going to sneak a peek. We offer the work of our hands and the love of our hearts.